are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by Cabbage with K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Take out your smartphone and call us, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
But they can call us on dumb phones, too. We don't care.
Dumb phones?
Yeah, they can use dumb phones also.
You know, in my, I was going through some stuff. I have a lot of stuff to get rid of more things. It's just never ending. And I found a box with my original cell phone. I bought a StarTAC back in the 90s. And it's a dual mode, digital and analog. And so I chatted with a Verizon rep, and I said, you know, I've got this phone. Could I actually, add it to my account and use it? And they said, yeah, it'll still work. And I thought, wouldn't that be the ultimate senior hipster move, is to walk around with that little, you know, pull it out, open it up, and take the antenna. You pull the antenna out and
hello. I remember.
And then say, and point at it and say to people, I can get texts on this. I can get texts.
You know, my first portable phone.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a cell phone, but a portable phone, maybe it was cell, was in a car. I bought, in 1986, I bought a car that had a phone in it. It was a Ford Motor Company. They call it a red hat or something like that.
Yeah.
It means it was a brass hat. It was driven by executives of Ford Motor Company, and I bought this car. Thunderbird, by the way. And it had a phone in it. And I was sitting there one time at a stoplight, and I'm talking away on this phone because it had a speaker. And this guy comes up to me and starts making the circles at the top of his head like I'm crazy, saying, lady, somebody needs to do something about you. You're talking to, just screaming at me. And I said, no, it's a phone. And he wouldn't even look at it. But nobody had one back then. They did not. Mm. And then I know in the early 90s, I got this thing that was so big. I don't know, but you could put it in your purse.
Yeah.
Ain't life wonderful now?
Life is it's what I think is amazing is how quickly we become inured of such stuff and just take it for granted.
Yeah.
By the way, if you find one of those old, in a case, early cell phones, some of them can be worth a lot of money. If you just search on eBay for vintage cell phones, do a little initial research, right? And I'm going to look for some right now because I know that if we do shipping highest first, here's a vintage Nokia Mobria Talkman from the 80s. It's offered at $2,290. And if you go to the sold listings for the same category.
Why didn't I save mine?
Here's a vintage brick Ericsson 1981 cell phone. It's retro and it's working. It sold for $2,100. Here's a vintage Motorola Dynatac. Thick brick cell phone. They call these the bricks because that's what they weighed about as much. $524. So don't pass these up. If you're in a thrift store somewhere and you see one of these, you take that phone out and you do your research right away. And you grab it before someone else does because you can make a week's pay on one of these.
Could be a lot of money, hon.
A lot of money.
Teresa in Tempe, Arizona, known on eBay as Club Red 97, is on the line with us, Griff. Teresa, what's your question or comment?
Well, my comment is in response to what CJ was talking about, missing and lost inventory, which is an issue. And I think that one of the ways that we found, and I think was in a Thrifting with the Boys seminar, was talking about the custom label column. And so I used the custom label to put in there where the inventory item is. And so Banker's Box 1, Cabinet 1, Shelf 3, Halloween Box 3, whatever it might be.
Love that.
That's a great idea.
It works great. It's not my idea. It's Thrifting with the Boys' idea. But I use it, and it's a fabulous key. The problem, and I think it's one that eBay should address, because now that defects are such an issue when you can't find an item, is that when you go to sell similar, this field is not in any of the, it's not visible, so you can't change it. So I don't have a custom label in all of my items yet, so I can't see that when I'm doing a sell similar that it says gray crate, and therefore the new item, when I go to pull it, it says gray crate, and it's not in the gray crate.
So therefore, so I think I know what you're saying. When you're in the sell similar and you're in the SOII form, there's no place where the custom label shows up, correct?
Correct.
So you have to go to my eBay and then into the active view, and you have to look for the item, and then there's a custom label column, and then change the custom label as it shows there.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how to do this. I don't think you can use this when you're doing it on mobile with a mobile app. I just know that I have to do it from my computer if I want to use that field.
Yeah, you can't do it from a mobile app. That's true. Well, that's good advice. I'll bring that to the my eBay team. But that's a great use of the custom label. Another thing you can do too. You could do the same thing is after the item's listed in my eBay in the active view page, you can check the item, click on action, and add or edit a note. And you can actually put a note, and there's a huge text box. You could put a lot of information there. Could be the same thing. But you can't do that while you're listing. That's something you do after you list the item. So I use that field for everything.
So on the action column, it's there, and the drop-down menu?
Yeah. So if you're in your active view in Selling Manager Pro, and you check a box next to the item, and then click.
I have to check the box. Okay.
Yeah, I have to check, and then click Add or Edit a Note. You'll see a box open up, an overlay window, and you can type up to 250 characters in that box.
I don't get that option.
What kind of what do you have? Selling Manager?
No, I have the Pro.
You have the Pro.
I only have 5 different options.
In the drop-down box for action.
Uh huh.
What are they?
Send to online auction, sell similar, revise, add to description, and end item.
Oh, you know, you're looking at the wrong column. So, but I'm sorry, I should have been more specific. If you check a box and at the top of the list of items, there should be an edit, automation rules, action, and sell similar. Do you see that? There are buttons along the top. So that action button will have the one that says
add. Oh, there you go, Adam. Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah, that was my mistake.
Okay, that works.
Yeah, if you're not using it, I love this. It saved my life. What I use it for is for my cost of goods, where I bought it, how much I paid, what the date was. And then I have that information for my records after the item sells.
Yeah, and one of the frustrating things for me is I, you know, do eBay on the side, and I have a day job that I do budget and finance stuff. Mm-hmm. And one of my frustration is I think that eBay has a lot of great business tools, but they all fall short. Like I can go into a report and they'll give me 8 of the 10 things I need, and then I got to go to another report to find the other 2 items. And so what I'm trying to work on is a database to do exactly this, so that I can just download, and not a shadow system, because I don't believe in shadow systems, but where I can take the eBay reports, download it, and it will give me all this data in one place. It's great because I have that skill set and I can do that, but for just anybody, they're not going to, I mean, people don't even download the reports because they're hard to read unless
they're hard to read.
To go with them.
And I agree with you 100%. So as a seller on eBay who's just finishing up doing his taxes for 2013, it would be so much easier if this was better designed. So especially when it comes to things like report, just the cost of the item and being able to get that into a report that's easy instead of having to copy and paste it over and over. So there's a lot of deficiencies when it comes to how you run a business and eBay's tools. I am heartened when I talk to the team because they're aware of them and they're building out better tools all the time. It just seems to take a long time to get them. So, yeah, you're preaching to the choir on that one.
Yeah, and what's interesting to me is that almost every eBay seller that I've talked to, and I ask them how they report their cost of goods sold, every one of them is doing it wrong from an accounting and an IRS standpoint.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of confusion about that. That's a good point, Lee. We should make a note of this. I would love to get Cliff Enico on and do a segment about cost of goods sold, because that is a major misconception among a lot of sellers.
We'll do it.
Thanks.
And eBay doesn't provide, I mean, like you said, I would love to have a field that says eBay inventory and then cost of goods, so that I can, when I list an item, I could show that this is how much I paid for it,
exactly.
And this is where it is.
Yeah, and you know, even some of the, you know, as much as I love Outright, you know, I'm talking about the GoDaddy bookkeeping, it does a lot of the work for you. The one thing, even they admitted in their program that they don't have it set up so that you can easily do cost of good calculation. Yeah, I still have to do it on paper and give it to my accountant.
And this is why I'm doing this within FileMaker Pro, which is a out of the box database program. But I use it at work, so it's familiar to me, and it's easier to do exactly that. So that when I bring in my plan is that when I bring an item in from the thrift store, I type in the date that I got it.
Yep.
I type in my 80 characters of description and the cost of good, how much I paid for it. And then when I go to list it, I can go back to that and I have that data.
Exactly.
And then it merges with what's sold and what's listed. And the idea is to spit out the report at the end of the year that just can go to the tax person. Because I tried using the GoDaddy, and I'm an accountant, finance person. I could never make it reconcile with what I had. So
yeah,
I'm trying to figure it out.
So Teresa, we have to go. We're at a break, but one word of advice before I let you go. You might want to build and sell this database for eBay sellers.
I'm working on that.
That's a smart woman. Thanks so much for your call, Teresa. This open phone segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. Coming up, our final segment on eBay Radio today.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
eBay seller, perhaps you've tried drop shipping or wanted to explore liquidations and returns, but a whole pallet full of goods is not something you want to take a risk on right now. The BidOnFusion.com team has come up with a special solution for eBay sellers who are looking for new and profitable product sources. Here's what they came up with. Boxes full of high-quality name-brand items direct from leading retailers, including Walmart, Target, Home Depot, Costco, Rock and Republic, Vibe Audio, and more. The estimated retail value per box is $300 to $500. BidOnFusion.com has arranged wonderfully low, guaranteed flat rate shipping from their warehouse to your house, anywhere in the continental USA, for just $10 shipping and handling per box. Do it now. Visit BidOnFusion.com. Register. It's free. And you might even have some fun. BidOnFusion.com.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 283.
Great customer service will keep your customers coming back. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media. He's known on eBay as Titanium Power Seller Third Power Outlet. He says, own the issue at hand.
It's never the customer's issue. It's always going to be our issue if a package does not arrive for whatever reason. I don't care what it is. If that customer paid us money and they don't get their package by federal law, we are responsible. Take ownership of the issue and make sure that we, as the seller of the product, get that issue handled.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's very last segment is brought to you by Bid on Fusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. I'm sorry, this is one of those shows that just went by so fast, I can't believe this is the last segment.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
I know. Listen, I'm looking up on eBay your Panasonic.
Yeah.
And they all say DX, DMC in front of it.
Yeah, they
say
do.
Lumix DMC-LX7. I assume that's the right one.
Yes, that's the right one.
Okay. And all different prices and stuff, many of them on eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them. So, how old is this camera?
It came out, I believe, a year ago as the upgrade replacement for the LX5, which I've had for several years.
Okay, so it's a new camera, fairly new.
Yeah, it's fairly new, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we love it.
Did you buy yours new or used on eBay?
I bought mine, so I'm always looking for deals, and I bought mine from eBay seller buy.com. And I utilized, so I knew I was going to do this. So when I was buying all that photo equipment for the photo booth in Las Vegas, I was doing it at a time where you were getting quadruple eBay bucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I racked up about $200 worth of eBay bucks. Ooh. And I was able to apply that towards the camera.
Nice.
Yeah, because I'm a
smart guy.
Well, I have
some eBay bucks. I don't know how many right now, though.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I see cameras, this same camera.
Yeah.
Ranging anywhere from $53.34 to, are you ready for this one?
Yeah, well, that may be
$6,132.75 from Hong Kong.
But is that, that's a bulk purchase, right?
New Panasonic Lumix with 1-year warranty black from Hong Kong.
At that price, that has to be, you're buying a lot of them.
So I'm talking like $200 and something to $300. That sound about right to you?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to get one right away.
I love it.
Yes, we are, because we're...
And remember to read the manual. It comes on a CD, the manual, so you might have to print it out.
Oh, it does come on a CD.
Yeah, they're doing this now. They're saying, you know, they don't want to like ruin the rainforest, so they're putting on the manual. You know.
Well, I don't mind going online and printing it out.
Yeah.
I like the manuals online. So.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell us again, because this is so important, what mm-hmm. it is you like about this camera.
It's compact. It has a great feature set. It takes really great quality pictures. The sensor is a really good sensor. It works well in low light, which is a real one. When I'm walking around, just my walking around at night camera, I want to be able to have something that can take good photos. It has very... detailed white balance control, so I can actually set the temperature to 5500K for white balance to match my lights. It has this really cool feature on the lens barrel that lets you change the aspect ratio so that you can take a square photo or an elongated rectangle or even a long enough that's almost panoramic. It also, finally, has one of the best lenses you can buy on any camera in the world. The lens is a Leica lens, and it is extremely high quality. So for the money, you're getting Leica quality lens on a consumer point and shoot. It's durable.
And you bought a new one.
I bought a new one. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, if I was on a budget.
So you go out at night and take pictures, huh?
I do. I'd like to take pictures at night, and I don't like to use a flash. And it works pretty well. It's the closest I've seen to the champion in that field, which is the some of the best Canon point-and-shoot cameras, which have really good image stabilization and a really good sensor to pick up to do shots at night under low light without there being a high ratio of noise, with that graininess that shows up in the photo itself. So overall, I love it. There is, if you buy it, and I posted it on the chat board as well, there is a accessory that you can buy for under $10, which is absolutely invaluable, and it's a retractable lens cap. This comes with a lens cap that you have to take off, and it's dangling under the camera. I hate that. I got one that you can keep permanently on the camera, and it opens up when the camera is turned on and the lens expands. And that's a, I wish Panasonic made that on the camera, but they don't. And I always have an extra battery or two. And I use OEM batteries. I don't buy the cheap reproductions because the OEM batteries are worth the price and they last longer.
So a while back you mentioned that you used this camera with one extra accessory. I'm assuming that you were talking about the lens cap.
Yeah, the lens cap is really important. Yeah.
Because this does macro and all that stuff.
Yeah, and because if you don't use a lens cap, the lens can get damaged. But this retractable lens, it's always on. And when you turn the camera on, it just opens up like a, you know, it's hinged. And it's a brilliant design that Panasonic actually should buy and incorporate right into the camera.
Wow.
I've used a lot of cameras in my day. And, you know, they're all great. But some of them just... they have a little extra something. And for me, the Lumix series, the LX7, I don't know much about the other Lumix. There's a lot of other. The LX series has just been a really amazing camera.
Okay.
Great pictures. Takes
I found one here for $309.99. Buy it now.
That's not bad.
And it's got a bunch of accessories.
That's good. Some of those accessories you'll probably never use.
Yeah, did yours come with the leather camera case?
Nah, I have one, so.
Okay.
It's nice to have a case for it. It keeps it from getting banged up.
Right. Okay. Well, that's my camera then.
If we've done nothing else today, if we've managed to get someone to buy a good camera, that's a good thing.
I like it.
This segment was brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. We will be live for Ask Griffin Lee on this Thursday, September 18th. We start at 11 a.m. Pacific. Join us. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
When you're shipping something fragile like cookies or other edible treats, here's a way to ensure that more than just the crumbs arrive. Place the baked goods in a sturdy container using wax paper to separate layers and fill in any spaces. Place that container in a sturdy corrugated cardboard box that's just a little bigger than your container, allowing for bubble wrap or other packaging materials to cushion the container tightly in place. Shake the box gently. If you can feel or hear any movement, add more cushioning. Then seal the box with heavy-duty packing tape, and you're ready to ship. Use your online postage provider to select the shipping method that will get them there soonest so they're still fresh upon arrival.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Sometimes it seems nobody knows what your online business is actually about. The product sourcing, the fulfillment, the different stores, all the accounts, the taxes. You work real hard to make it profitable. Well, Kabbage gets it. They know what it takes to put the pieces together. And when you need some extra working capital to boost your bottom line, just ask. And they'll take a quick look at your e-commerce history and know instantly how much of a Kabbage advance to send. Kabbage with a K.com. They believe in you.